So as you may know, last week we packed up and moved from our home in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, to the Gulf Coast of Florida. And the process was one of the most stressful things we've gone through in a long time. You go so long without moving, you forget everything that goes into it. And it consumed our mind and our time for over 3 months, but it's mostly over. Not totally over. We're staying here in beautiful Venice, Florida for 2 months, renting a house while we look for the next house that we're going to buy. And the hardest part beyond the packing and the moving for us was leaving our friends. We had developed such an amazing community of friends, situations where the parents all got along, the kids all got along, and it's what we were hoping for many years as we raised our kids from a young age. So to pick up and leave that and to leave them was very emotional, still is, and we miss them already, and it's the one part of this trip and this journey that I'm just not totally sure of. But within 2 days of us being here, I received a message from my friend Chris Niemeyer, and him and his wife and their four kids also moved to the Tampa area a few years ago. And out of the blue, he messaged us and he said, "We're having a big 4th of July party. We'd love for you guys to join us if we don't have plans." And we were so grateful for that because we didn't have plans because we don't know that many people here yet. So we happily said yes, excited to see their new house, to hang out with them and to have our kids hang out with their kids. Because we've met a few times in California and in Florida, and they always get along so well. So we got to their home, and within probably about a half an hour, his friends started showing up. It was so exciting and fun to see that they also had built up a wonderful community of friends like we'd done, and family after family kept showing up, very friendly, very outgoing, and the kids all seemed to get along. So very similar to what we got to experience. So it was the first moment where I was like, wait a second, this all might just work out fine. You never ever know. But throughout the day, in great conversations, jumping in the pool, playing soccer, eating tons of food, then eventually watching their great fireworks display, when we finally left, our kids were like, we'd love to move here close to them. So that's why we rented first, because we didn't know where we want to be. So now their area, north of Clearwater Beach, is high on our list. But Chris and I always have wonderful conversations when we get together. What I love about him, beyond his heart and his smarts, is he's a very curious person, meaning he's one of the few people when you speak to, not only is he totally involved in the conversation while he talks to you, but he's actively asking interesting questions, genuinely, into what you're talking about and wanting to have conversations around that. And the older you get, the more you realize how rare that is, how so often people want to talk about themselves. When the conversation goes to you, a lot of times it's lip service, one-word answers, and very few questions. So I value people and friends that are curious about others. So we got to catch up on our families and our businesses. We're both entrepreneurs. It's how we met. We met through a friend named Jamie Slingerland, who introduced us at a conference called Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. We got to hang out in his kitchen later on in the day and talk about how we're doing with everything. And I got to update him on my progress and struggles, and him as well, and he said something to me that I found very interesting. Chris has had an amazing entrepreneurial career. He was in the travel industry for many years, very successful, but COVID crushed that. That's a part of his business, that's a part of his income. He's got other things going on, including real estate, which is fascinating to hear about what he's got going on there. But he also does coaching for entrepreneurs, helping them with their systems, their SOPs. We started talking about the business side of it, even in terms of client acquisition. A lot of the things that a lot of the coaches do these days, neither one of us are thrilled about the approach. That he said to himself, as he contemplated and reflected on it, the question he asked was, what would you do if there was no internet? Which I think is a wonderful question for all of us to ask, because we've gotten so used to this being the only thing that drives our industries and our businesses that you assume it's always going to be there the way that it is. And you assume it's the only way it could be done. But there were ways it was done before this, and those tried and true methods often stand the test of time. So asking that question allowed him to think and come up with a handful of really successful ways to connect and market his business without the internet. And anytime you can go old school like that, I love it, because I rarely want to do what everybody else is doing, because you wind up getting what everybody else is getting. And with these methods that he came up with, not relying on the internet, he's been able to build this coaching practice in a short time in the midst of one of his businesses taking a big hit. So to watch him not only rebound but thrive by not following what everybody else is doing and coming up with his own plan that, even though it can be called old school, is unique in itself because so few people are doing it. So that's what I want to ask of you as you listen to this. What would you do if there was no internet? And seriously think about that. How would you build your business? How would you market it? Because if you can come up with some things at work, you're going to stand out because very few people are going to be doing it. And whenever you can go in that direction, old school becomes new school because what's old becomes new again. So here's to great innovations, thought processes, strategies, and most importantly, to great friends and great relationships. And after those conversations, after the kids, all hot and sweaty from the sun, the running around, the food and the fireworks got in the car, we realized too that the new things don't have to scare you, even though the old becomes new again. Taking a chance and making a change can often lead to some new, wonderful things. I hope you had an amazing 4th as we did, and I will be back with you tomorrow.